This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Sunday, September 22nd. God's word for you today is uproot. Our scripture reading is taken from Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 to 15, and it says, "Work at getting along with each other and with God. Make sure no one gets left out of God's generosity. Keep a sharp eye out for weeds of bitter discontent. Thistle or two gone to seed can ruin a whole garden in no time." We thank God for teaching us and helping us to let go of things. Over the next few days, God is going to teach us to let go of bitterness. The truth is that people are going to hurt you. People are going to say all sorts of things about you, but you must make sure that you let go of bitterness. As life progresses, we inadvertently are laden with stuff and we carry hurt, disappointment, pain, and bitterness. We are carrying stuff that we have acquired over the years. You cannot travel light with the weight of bitterness. Bitterness is such a heavy load to carry. It is such a tricky thing to actually deal with. But we trust that by the grace of God, God will eradicate bitterness completely from our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14 to 15 says, "Make effort to live in peace with everyone and to be holy. See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, and that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble and defile many." We see from the scripture that it is going to take every effort, and not just some effort. It is going to take everything you can muster within you. And God is saying to you and I that some people will take all the effort you can muster to live with. Does the scripture say we are going to take every effort to be at peace with just a few people? No. Are we going to be at peace with just the people we like? No. We are going to be at peace with everyone. Some things we see in the Bible and we are like, "God, are you sure?" Yes, He is. He made us and He knows that it is going to be tough. But His grace is sufficient. And it gets very interesting when the scriptures say, "See to it that no one falls short of the grace of God." Everyone needs the grace of God. I need the grace of God. You need the grace of God. And we have it. But God is saying to you that make sure that you do not come short of this grace of God by allowing the root of bitterness to take hold of your life. So, the root of bitterness can actually deprive you of the grace of God that you need the most in your life. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that no bitterness will deprive you of the grace of God in the name of Jesus. God wants you to travel light. One thing the enemy loves to do, one of the enemy's greatest tools, is to destroy relationships and poison hearts. And it does that by bitterness. When the roots of bitterness begin to take hold, it is very subtle, but it is very effective. But in your life, in the name of Jesus, it will fail. The root of bitterness will not succeed over you in the mighty name of Jesus. Let us pray. Father, every root of bitterness that you have not planted in my life is hereby pulled up by the roots from my life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.